Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you have skeletons in your closet, okay, when you are the kind of person that has done corrupt things, the last thing you want to do is challenge someone and say, well, dig up any dirt you want to dig up on me, you go for it. You dig it up. That's exactly what Hugh Freeze did at Ole Miss. Hugh Freeze consistently, when questioned, and I got to tell you this, there is a very, very talented guy that I work with. His name's Brian Hoyt. And Hoyt works on Buck and Kincaid on 6A The Fan in Atlanta. And every time that I would bring up, how is Hugh Freeze managing to get all of these top prospects to want to come and play at Ole Miss? And he would play a sound effect of a cash register. And I would scold him for it. But that's what Hoyt does. He is the classic nudge. He's awesome. He perfected it years ago. And I would correct him for it. I'd be like, okay, that's not fair to Hugh Freeze, because maybe Hugh Freeze isn't cheating. Maybe there isn't cheating going on around the Ole Miss program. Maybe all of a sudden, top players in the country just all of a sudden want to go to Ole Miss. Well, then we found out through a variety of different embarrassing ways, including draft night a few years ago, that, yeah, there was some shenanigans going on at Ole Miss. And then Hugh Freeze played the "you're hurting my family" card. These allegations, these false allegations, by the way, that he would insist. "You're hurting my family now. You're starting to hurt my family. These things hurt my family." There's nothing worse than someone in the public eye who uses their wife and children as a shield. NBA players have done it before. After disappointing performances or whatever, remember the NBA players bringing their kids to the podium in postgame? Like, I'm going to bring my kid and let them sit on my lap while I try to be a professional and do post-game interviews. Here's my four-year-old. Aren't they cute? Here's my two-year-old. Aren't they cute? In other words, I don't have really any respect for what you guys are doing in this room. I just want to play with my kid and show my kid off. And I want to distract away from having to answer legitimate questions. So I'm going to bring my kid and sit him on the lap and let everything be distracted and let everything become about my kid. There is a Hugh Freeze challenged the media. And he said to people, if there's any dirt on my program or otherwise, you call and you contact the NCAA. If there's any dirt going on about my program or anything. And all the time, Hugh Freeze knew there were shenanigans, at least. If he didn't know, he was blind. If I'm Hugh Freeze and I don't know anything about corruption going on about the recruiting of players, that, by the way, I'm quarterbacking their recruiting, I'm in charge of that program, and I don't know any of the shenanigans, then to me, then you are derelict in your duty. But then to call people out and start using your family and your children as the public shield of, you know, this is starting to hurt my family, these allegations. And Coach Houston Nutt got tired of being Hugh Freeze and Ole Miss's punching bag. And he got tired of being accused of being the guy who was responsible for the problems at Ole Miss that the NCAA was looking into, when factually that was a total lie and Houston Nutt was not responsible. He got tired of it. And finally he says, well, I'm going to publicly go after Ole Miss, and I'm going to go after Hugh Freeze, and I'm going to go after everybody there that has been smearing my name. And I say to Coach Houston Nutt, good for you. Good for you. Standing up for yourself. Then you get the Hugh Freeze is calling an escort service, but claiming it's a misdial. For a minute. Like a minute phone call. You'd answer the phone, and somebody goes, hello? Did I get the right number here? Who is this? Who am I talking to? You don't have a minute conversation. Hugh Freeze challenged people to come after him. They did. And you know what? He was exposed. He's exposed. And by the way, you don't quit a job like that. You let them fire you. Unless there's some major dirt on the table. And you're trying to avoid that nonsense. The Hugh Freeze story is so disappointing. Because he was so adamant about his innocence. And so adamant about the program that he was running. Very disappointing. Because I'm telling you, I'm the biggest sucker out there. I get sucked in on everything. And I absolutely believed Hugh Freeze when he said personally there was no involvement, you know, no shenanigans. Come on after me. You remember that? Come on after me. You can, if you find it, come on after me. Well, guess what, Hugh? They did. And coach, it's going to be a long time. I don't think it'll be a long time before you coach again. But it's not going to be a long time before people have questioned every time your name comes up what you're bringing to the table.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.